Pagan Spear Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it. Tell me. I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Let's go. Yeah, let's get this thing going. Monday edition. We're getting close to football. I was just talking to my wife about this. There's high school bowl a week from Friday. Yeah, a week from this Friday, there are high school games here. Real, live, regular season football games about to get started. That's the sodium pentothal right there now. I don't care what level what league you're in. If it's high school, college, whatever it might be, and you know those are my loves. Yeah, I'm a high school, college guy. The Sunday stuff bores me. I don't even pay much attention to at all. But the high school, college stuff, absolutely love. And that's from a high school level, at least here. And every state's got their own schedule and all that. But here, it's coming. It is coming fast. 615-844-5600 if you do want to latch on this morning on Twitter at Bill is King. Email the show billisking7@gmail.com and we are on Facebook. You can get us all those various ways. So everybody's underway. We don't have to worry about launching practice and everybody's date. Don't worry about it. Irrelevant. Not a thing. Everybody's out there. Everybody's in camp. Everybody's marching towards their opener. Oh, by the way, Buck will be with us tomorrow. He's got the North Carolina Appy State game. Yeah, Rudy Martsky, who is a noted media reporter, meaning he reports on the media, put that out. And Buck hit me up over the weekend and said, Bill, I think I have the North Carolina Appy State game, but let me confirm it. Well, I saw it confirmed. Rudy Martsky in a press release by ESPN put that out. So Bucks on that. That could be a decent game, actually. Yeah, that could be a pretty good game, actually. But Buck will be with us tomorrow. You know the deal on Mondays, right? Yeah, we don't guest it. No guesting. And we do have Balls of Steel coming up, hour three. Hold those off. Don't throw one in there right now. It will get reduced to mush if you do it now because it gets lost and crushed on the timeline. Just hang tight. If you got anything you've been holding back, that's hour number three for Balls of Steel. Aliquippa Bob sent me this. Now, I couldn't pull up the article. It wouldn't let me, but Phil Gross, who is a noted Penn State reporter, he's been on this show. It's been a while, but Phil Gross has been on this show before. He has had a Penn State site for decades, and I believe now he is with On3. Now, I will say this again. If you are wanting to spend your money on a service that covers team reports, recruiting, and all that, there's some good choices out there. I would say On3, the newest one, though, is the way to go. But 24/7 is also good. Rivals, not so much. Yeah, Rivals is okay, but if you're going to spend your hard-earned money, I would go On3 and or 24/7. And they run all kinds of deals because subscriptions in this environment are not easy to get. I don't care what kind of content you put out. It's not easy. Number one, because of the environment we're in. How many people out there have that disposable money to throw at something like that, even though it's not expensive at all? And number two, there's so much content out there. Why spend the money? That's another angle that people have. Why spend the money when you get everything? There's so much content out there. For example, there were commitments this week, and Notre Dame had several. They got the former Kansas State running back, or he was committed to Kansas State, an offensive lineman. They got committed out of Pennsylvania for the class of 24. There were commitments out there this week, and LSU got a five-star receiver there from locally. They were expected to get him. That was a big hit for them, though. So you can subscribe to something, pay your money. You're still going to get that information in seconds, maybe a millisecond after it happens. But if you want to spend your money, I would. And they always run these 6 months for a dollar. I don't know. Is it a dollar a month or something like that? So it's not expensive. But I would go with On3 or 24/7. I'd go with one of those two. Yeah, one of those two. Anyways, I kind of got off the beaten path there for a second. Phil Gross, in an article, according to Aliquippa Bob, writing about the Big Ten and their next media rights agreement. Remember, nobody, including the SEC, could be more properly timed up than the Big Ten right now with media rights negotiations. Nobody could have their contract run out in this environment with better timing than the Big Ten in the history of money when it comes to leagues. In the history of money when it comes to leagues negotiating contracts. You could not possibly be better timed up, aligned, than the Big Ten right now. Phil Gross says that number might not be a billion. It might be 1.5 billion. Now again, I understand. We can flippantly throw out numbers here. So could somebody else. I understand that. And we don't know what the number is yet. There's not been an announcement. That could come literally at any time. It could come this afternoon. It could come a month from now. Don't know. Yeah, don't know the release time, and they are keeping it quiet. They should keep it quiet. That's the way you go about your business. It's not business. It's business in the South. That's the way you do it. So they're handling this right. And whatever that number is, each team in the B1G, the Big Ten, is going to get between $95 and $110, $115 million due to league affiliation. Media rights money, that's not ticket sales, memorabilia sales, whatever. That's just your TV. Well, I don't mean just, but that's your TV money. I don't even know. But by the way, does that even include your Big Ten Network check? That's a good question. Does that even include your Big Ten Network check that you get? Which is what? I think it's worth about $5 to $10 million a year per team. Same with the SEC, somewhere in there. Maybe a little more for the SEC because the SEC network is immeasurably better than the Big Ten network. But nonetheless, Big Ten at some point here in the likely near future is going to get news. And you know how when teams are new to a league, a lot of times they won't pay them full. They'll make them grow into it, right? Rutgers had to do that, for example, in the Big Ten. Some leagues do that, some leagues don't. The Big Ten has said when Southern Cal and UCLA come in, they get fully paid. There's not a let's wean them in a little bit here. Let's not 100 million. Let's give them 50 the first year, 65 the second year, 80 the third year. Maybe year four, give them the 100, whatever the number is going to be. That's not what they're doing. USC and UCLA get full. Can we use, you know how in the stock market I talk about full port? Full port means full portfolio, meaning you take your money and you take your full portfolio and you throw it into something, which, by the way, isn't smart. But that's a term, full port. So even though it doesn't mean the same thing, UCLA and USC get full port right when they get in, which is the summer of 24. This time, 2 years from now, we're sitting here. This time, 2 years from now, Southern Cal UCLA will be in the B1G. And I would assume, happily, Woody's Revenge on Twitter, who happens to be somebody. I'm just not going to tell you who. Trying to keep him to where he doesn't have another. We don't want this to be number 10 for him. Right off the bat this morning, Bill. Buckeyes and Florida State today, 2 o'clock, Council Bluffs. Florida State's not ready for that smoke. Remember a few years ago, I've told you this story. Jimbo is just taking over at Florida State. It's happened. They finally got the legend, Bobby Bowden, to get out of there. They couldn't get him to go. He was trying to hang on. They finally pretty much just went to his office, picked him up, carried him to his car. It's not really what happened, but metaphorically, you know what I mean. One of the best ever, Bobby Bowden. But his effectiveness had long since been drained. And Florida State was about to open up with Oklahoma, and I'm getting all these calls. Bill, what about Florida State and Oklahoma? I said, this game will not be a game by about the one quarter mark. That's what would happen today at 2 o'clock. Florida State's not ready for that smoke. Anyways, let's take the break. We're coming right back. Maybe. I'm looking at it. There's about a half a grade right on the floor next to me that's been busted. We got a ways to go. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now on 65 coming down through Goodlettsville. Give yourself a little bit of extra time, some radar out through parts of Wilson County, Smith County this morning. 24 is on the increase, headed coming out of Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is now hiring. Check out that menu if you haven't been there in a while at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a drama coach to be an IT guy.
Yeah, I'm having trouble logging in.
I'm not buying it. Say it again, this time with feeling.
I can't log in?
Come on, man. I want to feel your struggle.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Now, like your life depends on it.
I can't log in.
Yes, we'll make an actor out of you yet.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Hey, Nashville. Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with four locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at Boom, BOZZ.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com. Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month. Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio. The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
That sounds good, hiring Spurrier or something, but he's 77 years old. That dude's 77 years old, I'll be playing pickleball at Shady Acres.
So Florida State opened that year with Oklahoma. It was not a good game, which did not predict the future. Jimbo ends up winning a natty not long after that. And by the way, Jimbo was due for the show that next Monday and was there. He came on the show and was right there, man. Didn't duck it like a lot of coaches might. He was right there. Clyde up in Detroit. Bill, did you see the Cale Gundy news? He is out at Oklahoma. The Mullet's brother, who's been at Oklahoma. Remember, the Mullet is an Oklahoma State guy. His brother, Cale, is an Oklahoma guy. And Cale's been on that staff for decades, it seems like. He played quarterback there. He was a quarterback in the 90s. He's been on that staff. Venables retained him. Of course, he knew Coach Venables from previous when he was there before he went to Clemson. Cale Gundy has resigned over a word. And here is his description of what happened. This is Cale Gundy. I owe it to the Sooner Nation to be transparent. This happened overnight. I owe it to the Sooner Nation to be transparent about what led to my decision, Gundy said. Now, this is Cale Gundy, the brother of the Mullet at Oklahoma. Remember, the Mullet is the head coach at Oklahoma State. Last week during a film session, Gundy says, I instructed my players to take notes. He's the wide receiver coach. I noticed the player was distracted, and I picked up his iPad and read aloud the words that were written on his screen. The words displayed had nothing to do with football. One particular word that I should never, under any circumstance, have uttered was displayed on the screen in the moment and did not even realize what I was reading. And as soon as I did, I was horrified. So he is out. Gundy was a quarterback there at Oklahoma in the 90s. Immediately went into coaching after that as a GA at Oklahoma during the 94 season. And I believe he went, did he not go to UAB? I think he was there for a little bit too. But anyways, he spent most of his time as a player, obviously, and as a coach at OU. Now, according to this, I don't know anything more. They were in a skull session, right? It's you and your position. You're the coach with your position players. He noticed a player distracted, went and grabbed his iPad, start reading what was on the iPad, which was not, according to Gundy, football related. And as he's reading it, there was a word in there that was a bad word. I think we know what this word probably was, but I don't know that for sure. I just know what we all think that probably was. Again, he's reading something that was on the player's iPad, according to the story now. And for that, he's out. Now, again, I can't judge this anymore because I don't know anything about it to advance this conversation. But he's out at Oklahoma. There's some news. Now, he's the wide receiver coach. That's an important position. It's not the most important position. And they have named one of the offensive analysts as the new wide receiver coach there. Rob in the 540. Speaking of Buck, and he is going to be on the call for that North Carolina Appy State game. Buck will be with us tomorrow. Bill, the line for that game is +3. Appy +3. And that game, now, is that game in Boone? Is that right, guys? I have not looked. Other than we all know what, Georgia and Oregon, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Utah, Florida, all these games that are coming up. I haven't looked, though, much at the schedule. That game in Boone, it's only +3. Robin the 540 in Virginia. Woody's revenge. Bill, Jim Delaney making Kevin Warren look intelligent. But this is not Kevin Warren's doing. Well, I think that's true. Now, I got to say, I'm not a Kevin Warren guy at all. After the stunt pulled 2 years ago in the spring by the Big Ten. But and that wasn't just him. That was a collaborative thing. I'm the leadership of the Big Ten makes me ill. But it's a league, regardless of all of that, that's rich and about to get filthy richer. Is that a word? Filthy richer. Timing is good. Jim Delaney. You know how we talk about coaches. And this isn't all that often. Most of the time when a coach leaves, it's a big mess, right? Most of the time. But occasionally a coach will leave and things are in pretty good shape. They just need somebody to take over and be a better leader, right? Well, in Jim Delaney's case, it wasn't any of that. I mean, he just was retiring. He was put in his time many, many years. He was getting older and he retired. He lives here. He's back here where he used to live. Lives in the 615. Anyways, the topic of leaving it in fantastic shape, he did. And if it's all about the money, which it is all about the money, He left it in incredible shape. That's one interview, if I could get him. And Jim Delaney's not real. He's kind of bland. He's kind of flat. Maybe slightly monotone. Jim Delaney's one of those guys. By the way, I like Jim Delaney. But he's one of those guys that when he's talking on the mic, it's like he's bored because he's so much smarter than you. It's just not challenging for him. That's kind of the way he acts. Okay, he's got an arrogance about him. It doesn't really bother me because he's good at what he does. But that's the way he is. Remember, I had him on when the Big Ten, I swear to God, when the Big Ten launched the Big Ten Network, remember they were first to market. SEC Network was second to market. Now, their network's way better, but Big Ten Network was first. I get a call from the Big Ten in Chicago. Bill, would you put Jim Delaney on? Because, and they didn't really put it in these terms, but they were struggling. Remember, the cable carriers were fighting them, and the money was not agreed upon, and it was really messy in the beginning. To launch it and to get the carriers and to get their agreements and all that. A lot of fighting going on. So I said, sure. We'll put Jim Delaney on the show. So I thought we'd have this really good conversation and I could dig in and we could have some fun. I introduced the commissioner. Welcome back to the show, y'all. Jim Delaney, commissioner of the Big Ten, is with us. We're going to talk about, among other things, the launching of the Big Ten Network. Jim, how you doing today? What do you have to say to the people out there regarding the Big Ten Network? Here's his answer. Order it. That was it. I swear to you. Now, that wasn't the whole conversation. That was the answer to the question. Which is pretty funny, but it wasn't even in a nice way. It was like, order it. Like I'm commanding you, order it. That was it. Like two words. I thought, okay, they approached me about helping here. I said, I would be happy to. Big Ten Network, man. Jim, what about it? Order it. That was it. You know what I should have done? Okay, thanks, click. No, I wouldn't have done that. No. I would not have done that. No, but I would. Even if I knew it would be a quick answer. Nothing wrong with quick answers, necessarily. Even if I knew it would go like that again, I'd put him on. I'd love to hear his thoughts on what's going on now because it's all good. It's not negative. There's no negative there. Johnny Vegas, Bill, I found a Georgia bat I really like. Johnny Vegas is down on the gorgeous Emerald Coast. He said, bet Georgia not to win the SEC, minus 200. He says, yes, they have an easy schedule. But with average Joe back at quarterback, wait a minute. That's Pappy's Bennett at quarterback. He says, with average Joe back at quarterback and all those players that went on to the NFL, no chance for Georgia to beat that Bama juggernaut. Says that's an easy bet. That's not a bad bet. Now, and it's tough. The year after you win a natty, it's tough. But they got lots of talent and lots of talent that they can grow this season and still be better than everybody they play. Meaning on the schedule we know. We don't know the postseason schedule yet, but every regular season 12-game situation we do know, and they'll be favored solidly, if not big, in all those games. That'd be a good bet. Now, the only problem with a bet like that, and we talked to Brad about it, because Brad's made, what, 100 bets already at least, is remember, when you make that bet, they've got your money. You don't get to keep your money until the bet's adjudicated. Right? So, and some people don't like that. They don't want their money missing for 6 months until it's decided. That's the catch. Yeah, you when you bet it, your money is with them. They hold it until, again, the game has been properly adjudicated. West Coast Sooner, who was there at Oklahoma and was part of that staff, knows these coaches. Bill Gundy was such a class act during my time there, one of the nicest, most genuine guys. That's all I've ever heard. Now, I have never, as far as I can recall, talked to him. I've talked to the mullet various times, but not him. That's a sad story. I wasn't there. I can't judge it. I can't really critique it. Let me say this. If indeed it was a situation where he was reading something and didn't know what was going to be on that tablet and then said it, even though it wasn't his original thought, it was something he was reading from a player's iPad, that's very unfortunate. I'd like to know more about that. Yeah, I'd like to know a little bit more about that. Anyways, what did you say, Patton? Who do we have on hold? Aliquippa Bob, we probably got about 2 minutes. If not, we can hold him over. Hey, Bob, I wasn't able to pull up that article, but I got to the gist of it from what you were talking about.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Yeah, I wanted to follow up. What it was is Phil Gross does a segment on Saturday mornings, a radio segment on Jed Donahue's show, PA Sports Network. And what he said was a lot of interesting things in that he expects the Big Ten to be involved with three networks. He said that the Fox Big Noon game is going to come on at noon, and they're going to pay $650 million in the next contract. CBS is involved trying to get the 3:30 game, and then NBC very desperately wants the Saturday night 7:30 slot because the Sunday night game, Bill, is the most televised or the most watched program on TV, Saturday night or Sunday night NFL game. And so they feel they can do the same thing with the Saturday night game. And then also what they would do is take the Peacock network on NBC and they would televise USC and UCLA through streaming service. But they had some interesting things about Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama, and Michigan. Top four watched, most watched teams in 2021. And so, and they said Notre Dame, they really didn't think Notre Dame was going to get their $75 million unless they joined the Big Ten. So I found that very, very interesting. They felt Notre Dame would be relegated to a 3:30 time slot if NBC signs his deal. So things are heating up.
Bob, appreciate it, man. Yeah, appreciate you checking in. Good stuff. I wasn't able to pull that article up. It was an app that I don't have or something. But he got, yeah, he gave you the cliff notes on it. We got to get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. An accident with injuries. The fire department just got here at 2nd Avenue and Chestnut. Haywood Lane and Antioch Pike, that's still blocked on that crash. Sandhurst Drive at Bubbling Well Road, that's going to be in Neely's Bend. Two cars involved at that location. Murfreesboro Pike at Dell Parkway, that's a wreck over here near the airport that's being cleared from earlier. Hey, with a huge demand for dental assistants, Dental Staff School will train you, help you get a job as a dental assistant. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
golfers. Swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
I gotta tell you something. It's kind of a self-embarrassing story. I'm just hanging out with my mom, and she's watching My 600-Pound Life.
Great show.
The woman was 670 pounds, and her boyfriend, I'm like, no way, looks like me.
The Afternoon Stretch. Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
They shot Elvis.
About Cale Gundy. Now remember, don't be confused. This is not Mike Gundy the mullet. This is his brother, who has been on the Alabama. Oh, it's kind of a crimson color, I guess. Maybe that's me getting confused. No, he's been on the Oklahoma staff for many years with Stoops and Lincoln Riley, and now briefly Venables until last night. Well, Bill, he got fired because he said a word, or did he decide to resign? Well, they used the term resign. But to me, that's code for he was told, we won't use the term fired. You can use the term resign. It's a less damaging word. As you depart. Resign is less damaging than fired. That's a PR 101 maneuver, is what that is. If you missed the story, I'll give you the cliff notes. Cale Gundy is out at Oklahoma, running back coach or receiver coach. Overnight, this happened. He resigned. He said that he was in a wide receiver meeting, he and his players. He was telling them to pay attention. He noticed one of the players wasn't, apparently. He went to the player, grabbed his iPad, started reading what was on it. It was not football related, and it had a bad word in there that he ended up reading, and that's the reason why he resigned. Now, that's his account of it. That's all I know. I don't know anything else. I assume that you all so assume what that word was. I have not heard. I'm just assuming. Run up in Ohio, Husker Run. Big Ten media deal will be interesting, he says. Hoping streaming companies don't get in the mix, but that's probably inevitable. Says, as much as I don't like ESPN and ABC, probably need to give them a portion of it. Well, what Bob just said, that Phil Gross said, really isn't anything new. Now, maybe throwing out $1.5 billion, that might be a little due. That's even a bigger number. But we've talked about that for a while here. I mean, Fox is going to keep their noon kickoff. And Aliquippa Bob said they're saying that's going to be worth about $650 million a year. Then CBS, which is missing their inventory in a couple of years because they're losing the SEC slot to Mickey Mouse, will then pick that up for the Big Ten. So you'll have a 2:30, 3:30, whatever time you're on, SEC game, and also Big Ten game going head-to-head right there. Now, that'll be interesting. The numbers on that will be interesting when they go head-to-head. And then you'll have NBC wanting in, and they will take a night slot. Yeah, they'll take a night slot, and they'll go head-to-head with ESPN, ABC, and that night slot. And all that money goes to the B1G. And Aliquippa Bob says that article, or Phil Gross says, that that could be worth upwards of $1.5 billion. Yes, is in my name. B word, Billy. As in billion. You know what's good about this? It really doesn't matter if the number's accurate or not. If I'm the Big Ten, let everybody speculate on it. Put a trillion in there. Yeah, tell them it's worth a trillion. Each team doesn't get $100 million a year. Each team gets $1 billion a year. How about that? Let's just, hey, put it out there that I'm saying that it's no longer $100 million, it's $1 billion a school a year. And by the way, they're saying that's not enough. We need more. Yeah, we need more. We got things we need to get done on this campus. Clyde up in Detroit. Billy, I got a wedding invitation. Now, he's handling this right. Over the weekend for Saturday, September the 10th. No way in hell I'm going to go. Even though it's only Michigan and Hawaii playing that night at 8. Sorry, nope. That is the only way to handle this. I'm, you know what? You can even be kind of like Jim Delaney and answer it rude, too. Just say, nope. Not going. Kind of be rude, like, did you send the invitation to Clyde? Yep. He was kind of abrupt about it. Yeah, Clyde didn't mince words, just said, nope, not going. Sorry. First of all, if you're a girl, for you females out there, will you really want to marry a guy who wants to get married in the fall? What kind of dude is that? Seriously. What kind of dude gets married in the fall? And there's football, there's college football games on the TV, and you're standing up there like a fool. I promise to protect you, honey, forever. And there's a game on the TV. You're not even paying attention to it. What kind of dude is that? Yeah, Clyde, I endorse your rejection there. of the invitation. Anyways, let's take the break. Bulls are still out with three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. An accident with injuries. The fire department just got here at 2nd Avenue and Chestnut. Haywood Lane and Antioch Pike, that's still blocked on that crash. Sandhurst Drive at Bubbling Well Road, that's going to be in Neely's Bend. Two cars involved at that location. Murfreesboro Pike at Dell Parkway, that's a wreck over here near the airport that's being cleared from earlier. Hey, with a huge demand for dental assistants, Dental Staff School will train you, help you get a job as a dental assistant. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update.
New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge is the betting favorite to win the American League MVP at minus 475. He currently leads the majors with 43 home runs. Shohei Ohtani, last year's winner of the Angels, is at plus 350. And Houston's Yordan Alvarez, a long shot at plus 3300. The American League favorite for the Cy Young Award, Houston's Justin Verlander. He picked up his 15th victory of the season on Thursday. He is at minus 150. Tampa Bay's Shane McClanahan at plus 300. Chicago White Sox starter Dylan Cease is at plus 450. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com. With your VSIN Action Update, I'm Tony Desiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
Tell you though, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free, up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanut section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 74. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Hey, bring your ass on. Bring your ass on, you little sissy blue shirt. Another theory. Now again, these are just put this in the category of here is some random discussion. I don't even know what category I would put it in other than we have a lot of room to stretch out during the non-playing portion of the season. And just put this under silly rumor, who knows, okay? Silly rumor, who knows? if a scenario hit where, again, you have the nuclear arms race of the 1980s, but in a metaphorical way, we're talking about the Big Ten and the SEC, because that's what we've got, right? We have an arms race, metaphorically speaking, between the two. A money race. A power race. Both are very muscular and big and bad. But it's kind of a competition, right? It's ESPN versus Fox. It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. If a scenario hit where Notre Dame joins the Big Ten, again, I don't think that's the case right now, but if, and let's say they take a partner, there's a lot of talk in the past, and I was told this is legit. If Notre Dame did relent and say we're joining, they would want Stanford as a partner. And the Big Ten would absolutely make that concession. Absolutely. To get Notre Dame. But let's just say something like that happened. Whatever the partner, if there is indeed have to be a partner, doesn't have to be a partner, but if Notre Dame sets off another tsunami and made a decision like this, okay, it's been our lifelong ambition to be independent, but we're changing. We're joining the B1G. Hello, Chicago. We can already see you from our yard. That would set off these tremors, and the SEC would then say, okay, well, we've got a pretty big nuclear stack over here, too. We're going to go get Clemson and Florida State and Miami. One conversation is, if that all happened, West Virginia would be poised to leave the Big 12 and join the ACC. The backyard brawl, which is such a good game, hadn't been played in a while, gets played this year, though, and it's already been announced as a sellout. I believe it's at Heinz Field, right, up in Pittsburgh. They're saying that's a sign that West Virginia could carry some weight and fill in some of the blanks. That wouldn't be enough to cover up for the loss of Clemson, Miami, and Florida State. But it would be, they're saying it would help the ACC stay somewhat viable, even though weakened. Noticeably weakened from an already weak league. And geographically speaking, Gordon Gee, a guy that I know, the president, the CEO, the whatever, of West, by God, Virginia, would prefer that. That's one theory that's out there. I probably could get Gordon Gee on this show. I may do that at some point. I like the guy. He was here at Vanderbilt. He was at Ohio State. He's been at West Virginia. He was at Colorado. Where was he at? What was he in the Ivy League? Was he at Brown? Remember, he was here. His wife, Constance, was on the Devil's Lettuce. It was embarrassing to him. They got divorced. Remember, Gordon Gee left his wife because she liked the Devil's Lettuce and it was public. It was embarrassing. I like Gordon. Gordon Gee, when he was at Vanderbilt, you know how we always say at Vanderbilt, the ruling class at Vanderbilt couldn't be more arrogant. Couldn't be more uppity historically. They are true ivory tower rulers at Vanderbilt. It's sickening. Gordon Gee wouldn't like that. Gordon Gee would show up at a frat house at 11:30 on a Saturday night, have a couple of beers. Seriously. Gordon Gee would show up and hang out with some of the athletes, you know, just to show camaraderie. Because Vanderbilt never had that. They don't have it now. And he was well-liked. I'm sure he had bigger and better things he wanted to do than Vanderbilt, but he was truly one of the guys that cared. And through the years at Vanderbilt, that's hard to come by, to find somebody who actually gives a rip. See, they all try when they're interviewed to say they care, but their actions never indicate they care. Hour two comes. That was a fast 60 minutes, whatever that was. Wow, what happened with that? I see two or three grapes that are busted down below. We've got a nice start, at least, to the day. Bowls of steel in hour three. Happy Monday. Love me Mondays. Love them. Omni Nashville Hotel.